Professor Lawrence Steinberg of Temple University contributed to a friend of the court brief that was filed in today's case. It was filed by the American Psychological Association. Professor Steinberg is a psychologist and he's director of the MacArthur Foundation's Project on Adolescent Development and Juvenile Justice. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Can psychologists say with some certainty that something happens at age 18, something physiological happens at age 18 that's different from what happens in someone's brain at 17?
No, I don't think we can say that for sure. I think what we can say is that there is still maturation going on at age 17. We think it probably extends beyond 17 into the early 20s, but certainly we were confident in making the argument that 16 and 17-year-olds were qualitatively different from adults.
And when you describe that qualitative difference, what is it that an adult can appreciate that a 16-year-old can't?
Well, I think that 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds have much more difficulty than adults in controlling their impulses, in thinking ahead, and in foreseeing the likely consequences of their actions. And that was part of the argument that we made. We also argued that kids are much more susceptible to the pressure of others, and that when in a group situation are much less likely than adults to be able to extricate themselves from a runaway train.
Do you regard adolescence and maturation as something biological and absolute, or is it cultural? Do you think you might have made something different of 18-year-olds 40 years ago than today, or 40 years from now than today?
I don't think we really know the answer to that. Part of what's going on is biologically driven, but we also know that the brain is susceptible to environmental influence. It's hard to imagine a scenario in which the world a long time ago would have been more stimulating for people's brains than it is today. I suspect that much of what was discussed in the opinion today is probably biological in nature and not cultural.
The trend in recent years in the U.S. has been toward trying, apart from the question of capital punishment, trying more and more young offenders as adults, and in many states lowering the age of criminal majority to consider younger people adult when they face the law. Is all of that ill-conceived in your view?
I think much of it is ill-conceived. I think that we have ways in our juvenile justice system of holding kids accountable and responsible for their actions. So I don't think there's any real need to lower the age of criminal accountability in the draconian way in which it's been done. I think the research clearly says that kids are different from adults in some fundamental ways that mitigate their criminal responsibility.
Do you oppose the death penalty generally, universally?
I do.
So, I mean, for you in this case, there's an argument that's been made on behalf of the death penalty against juveniles, but more broadly, you would not make the argument that somebody who's 25 should be executed for the same crime.
That's right, but for different reasons. I think that we're learning that there are errors of judgment and decision-making in deciding who's guilty and who's not in death penalty cases, and that's not an error we can afford to make.
Professor Steinberg, thank you very much for talking with us.
You're welcome.
Psychologist Lawrence Steinberg of Temple University, who is director of the MacArthur Foundation's Project on Adolescent Development and Juvenile Justice, he contributed to an amicus brief by the American Psychological Association that figured in today's Supreme Court decision.